coming to you live from Memorial Stadium. It's Sports Nightly. All the Huskers, all the time. Sports Nightly is presented to you by the NDOT Highway Safety Office, who remind you to buckle up and put the phone down.
Here we go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Dice has the sign. He collects the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Casey Dice finishes it for Nebraska. The dog pile is on. The Nebraska Cornhuskers have run the table and run it back. Back-to-back Big Ten tournament champions.
Welcome back. Hour two on a Thursday. Josh Hilkeman with you on Sports Nightly as we continue our week of best of shows. In case you missed it, we're moving studios this week, so we aren't able to produce live shows, but we will be back next week ready to roll from our new studio. Tonight we've been listening back to the Big Ten Baseball Tournament Championship game from earlier this year. When we paused at the end of the first hour, the Huskers held a 5-0 lead at the end of the fifth. Let's send you back to Charles Schwab Field in Omaha for the bottom of the sixth with the score still 5-0 and Ty Horn still on the hill for NU. On the call, here again are Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
It'll be the top of the order, Dean West, Brock Chalowski, and Mulevai Levu. First pitch to West, breaking ball in there, strike one. Little things like that, getting first pitch over for a strike. Being able to respond in some lengthy accounts. This inside with a breaking ball. One ball, one strike to Dean West, 0 for 2 today. Batting lefty, the 1-1 pitch. High outside with a fastball, 2-1. Velo's come down just a bit for Ty Horn, now 91 on that fastball. But just when you think that it's starting to decrease, he has a tendency, and seen this throughout the year, reaching back and finding something. This one bounces in the dirt. Now all of a sudden it's 3-1 here to Dean West. You just don't want to, and I know he's been able to work around some traffic, but this is not the type of traffic you want to get in this part of the order. See if Ty Horn can respond as he has so often today in the start. Here's the 3-1. Right down the middle with the fastball, 3-2. Big pitch coming here. Three balls, two strikes. And now we're having...
They're going to say ball four on a pitch clock.
On a pitch clock. Oh, my goodness, yep.
He didn't disengage. Yep. There's no disengaging with nobody on base. So yeah. He tried stepping off, but the clock doesn't reset. That's a tough one.
It was picked up by the first base coach and also the guy now making his way to the batter's box, Brock Chalowski, who has been quiet to this point, 0-2. Takes a rip at that one, swings and misses. Nothing in one on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. In UCLA, Ben mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, they take every moment that they can. Quick throwback to first, West under the tag. They try to milk that clock as much as they can, especially trying to take Ty Horn out of rhythm. Here's the 0-1. Missed outside. Good back pick there by Hogan Ligzo. Well, you just get the feeling this is a huge part of this game, given where they are in the order. They almost got Dean West on the pickoff. Ty Horn, that's something we've talked about, but probably not enough. He has got a deceptively quick pickoff move for a righty. He's gotten a few runners this season. Chalowski waiting, and he continues to watch the clock. Here's the 1-1. This one's turned on, but foul in the upper deck. Chalowski just getting ahead of that changeup. Now one ball, two strikes here on Rock Chalowski. He's grounded out twice to Rhett Stokes in this game, 0-2. Trying to get a big hitter here. Ty Horn set, 1-2. Swing and a miss. And look at the emotion by Ty Horn. Little stare down back and forth between Chalowski and Ty Horn, but 20 wins the battle.
Yeah, you don't see emotion like that for out number one in an inning very often. That's how much attention and respect Nebraska has for Chalowski.
Doesn't get it any easier with Mulevai Levu, the first baseman, left-handed hitter. 0-2. Had that deep fly out to right center that injured Robbie Bolin after making the play. And he turns on this one down the line. That's going to be extra bases into right field. Max Butenbach picking it up. Dean West rounding third's going to hold up there, though. Now runners at second and third for UCLA after the one-out double for Mulevei Levu. Another big moment in this game. Roman Martin, he's got one of the three UCLA hits today. One for two today. Hit the ball really well on the left side back in the second inning. So Martin will hit with runners at second and third. Dylan Carey, pretty good depth over there at short as he pops this one up foul, and that's going to reach the stands. Off to the right side, 0-1. So, yeah, that left side of the infield for Nebraska playing with some depth, understandably so. Ground ball over to Dylan Carey would score Dean West. Just trying to get outs here. Runners at second and third with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. This one's turned on foul territory. Some room for Rhett Stokes racing over by the tarp. And almost catching it as Dylan Carey, as he leaned over the tarp and just couldn't hang on to it. He had leather on that as he doubles over the tarp and just could not secure the catch. That would have been a heck of a play.
That would have been ESPN worthy. It also would have scored a run. And he got a lot of mitt on that, is exactly what you said. But you've got two strikes on the hitter now.
That's a good point about if he makes that catch, Dean West is tagging and scoring. As Dylan Carey would be halfway in the bleachers. One ball, two strikes. The pitch just missed with the breaking ball, and it missed. I don't even like saying it missed. It was high in the zone. Ooh. 2-2 on Martin. Second and third, one out. Bottom of the sixth, Nebraska leading 5-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to have to throw down to first to complete it. They do so. There's two big outs. And Ty Horn. Well, we talked about the growth, both physically and mentally, for this young man. Rob Childers has talked about it a lot, and there's another example of that evolving Ty Horn nature. What a pitch.
Gutsy. And now the drop fly ball saves you a run for now. You've got to find a way to get out of this inning.
A.J. Salgado, 1-for-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball.
You've been talking about the crowd. This place would come unglued if Horn can get out of this mess.
Ty Horn, got a feel he's going on pure adrenaline now. At one pitch. Just got a piece of that one. Fouled off the shin guard of Hogan Aligzo. Nothing and two on A.J. Salgado. And you're going to hear the Husker fans in a matter of seconds here. Runners at second and third. No balls. Two strikes. Two outs. On the five-hole hitter for UCLA. Ty Horn digging deep. Trying to work around another jam here. Here's the pitch. High and outside. Good spot. 1-2.
Yeah, stay out of the middle for at least one more. See if Salgado will get himself out.
Out of the windup. Fans come alive again. The 1-2 pitch. Missed on the breaking ball low. Salgado draws even now with Ty Horn. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Second and third, bottom of the sixth. Huskers up 5-0. The 2-2 pitch. Just got a piece of that one. And just got some leather on that foul back to Hogan Aligzo off his glove and to the backstop. 2-2. The count remains. Ty Horn winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ty Horn letting him know. Husker Nation right behind him. Out of the jam. No runs. Off one hit, no errors, and two huge Bruin runners left on base.
Another scoreless frame for Ty Horn, and the Huskers maintain their 5-0 lead. We'll have more of tonight's Best of Show when we return after the break.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.